Very good. Loved that last hymn. It was a beauty. Yeah. It's the words, eh? They don't seem to be in the modern ones, unfortunately. Right. Grab your Bibles and carrying on in. Okay. Carrying on somewhere. If I can fix this. Romans. Chapter 8. So last time we looked at verse 1, which was, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And this morning I wanted to continue through verses 2, 3 and 4. And there's actually been quite a lot said about the Holy Spirit, which is, takes a major role in this morning's passage. So it's really good. So, Romans 8, chapter 2, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So what Paul is bringing out here, that there's two laws in operation. The law of the Spirit of life and the law of the sin and death. Just like we've got natural laws in place here, like gravity is a universal law. You could drop anything anywhere really in the world and it will fall, but if a greater law comes into being that can actually catch that and lift it, one law is put aside for a greater law. And this is what Paul is saying here. There's two forces at work here, two laws, the law of sin and death, but also the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Two different types. So, just like a piece of wood, it has no tendency of itself really to sink. Naturally, its tendency is to float. But if you put external pressure upon that piece of wood, you could make it sink. As opposed to a piece of lead, it has a natural tendency of itself to actually sink. If you've ever been... if you're ever into fishing or anything like that and you've dropped something, you know where it goes. Especially a sinker. It goes, or an anchor. You lost an anchor. Did you? Was it not chained on?
She's been telling stories.
Graham didn't do the bolt up on the anchor. Really, you lost an anchor.
Came
oh, stink. Yeah, so it plummeted because its natural tendency was not to float. Yeah, if something's got a natural tendency to sink, it goes quick. We had, I was out fishing once with my workmate, and it was quite busy on the boat. We just brought a fish in that was flapping around, and he had, you know how sometimes instead of putting your rod in the holder, he just leant it in the boat so that it was sort of angled on the floor but over the edge, and he had only had a little bit of skin left on his hook. So, the fish had taken everything bar, just a little bit of skin. So we were dealing with the one fish that was fluttering around in the boat. Next minute, we saw the handle come up past our face. And what had happened is a kingie had just grabbed that little piece of skin and just yanked on it like that, which caused the whole rod to catapult up past us. And by the time we got to the back of the boat, rod, reel, sinker, gone. Brand new. Yeah. But so things that have natural tendencies to sink, they sink real quick. And what Paul is saying here is that the law of sin and death is like that. It can only do one thing. It has a natural tendency to actually bring down and sink. So a really good sort of example of this, or a piece of lead, is in 2 Kings chapter 6. And we've looked at this passage a few times, but it's such a neat little passage. So turn there. such an unusual little story, but it's quite cool. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophets in verse 1 said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and every man take a beam from there, and let us make a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." And then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick, and he threw it in there, and he made the iron float. And then he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand, and he took it. Quite an unusual little story, isn't it? But in it is really contained the whole gospel. And such a little miracle, like everything is contained in the Bible for a reason. So what you've got is, you've got an axe head, something that is cold, hard, has a tendency to sink. It's been separated from the person who's wielding it or its owner. So what this axe head is actually a picture of humanity. That in and of itself, it is like that is lifeless. It is dead. It is cold. It is hard. It has been separated from the one that was using it or its owner. And this guy is really concerned about it. The place of all places where this occurs is the Jordan. Now, what do we know about the Jordan? Yeah, it's the place. Remember when Joshua went through the Jordan when he was taking them into the Promised Land, and you had those, he took the stones out of the Jordan and he put a memorial in the Jordan. The Jordan always speaks of death on one hand and resurrection on the other. So you've got the same typology or imagery happening here with this axe head. It had gone down into the waters, but it was going to be risen again. You know? Wonderful. It's the place of death and of resurrection. So the man of God said to him, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place, and he cut off a stick and he threw it in there, and he made the iron float. So the stick is a picture of the type of the cross of Christ. It's only because of the cross of Christ, because Christ was judged as sin, and he also rose again from that, that it allows the spirit of life, or that resurrection power, to be made evident. So the cross that he threw in there is a picture. The stick that he threw is a picture of the cross of Christ. That it's through that that it's able to raise that which is dead, that which is hard, that which is down in the place of death, can be actually raised again and actually useful for the master to actually wield it. It's a wonderful picture of the gospel and such a little miracle. It's funny that you would think, what's this all about? You know, what is this miracle all about? I believe this is what it actually pictures.